The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I'm through with everything here. I want peace. I want to see if somewhere there isn't something left in life of charm and grace. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. I only know that I love you.
That's your misfortune.
Red, you go. Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
So that's the unforgettable line from our perfect movie this week on Inside Hollywood. And to tell us why Gone with the Wind is so perfect, I'm joined by Lisa Cannon, head of studio at DMG Media. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. Gone with the Wind, a film so big, so sprawling and utterly drenched in Hollywood legend. I love it. I've seen it multiple times, but I only saw it age 13 for the first time.
Now, it was a long, long movie.
It's shy of 4 hours long. And I always encourage people when they're listening to this segment, you know, to revisit or maybe for the very first time, visit films that we're talking about. And this is considered a perfect movie, not only for, you know, the extravagance, the spectacular of what Gone with the Wind is. It is perfect because it's flawless in many ways, but flawless when it comes to behind the scenes, absolutely not.
Okay, now, the casting of Scarlett O'Hara, the key role in all of this, how many actresses went for it?
1,400 actresses, I believe. Is that right? 1,400 actresses went. Selznick at the time hadn't found his Scarlett O'Hara. So he actually started filming the project without a lead actress at all. And they went with Scarlett O'Hara after multiple takes.
They went with Vivian Leigh, yeah.
Vivian Leigh, of course, who's British. So it was massively controversial at the time. If you can imagine playing a Southern Belle, she had to throw herself into the role. She was only 25 years of age. There'd been 400 actresses already had read for the role. It was a little bit, I think, of kind of a, not only controversial, but the word is, I suppose, it was breakneck to do something.
Okay,
so
drama on screen, but certainly drama off screen as well.
Yeah, no, I think because obviously the drama was not based on not only directors being fired multiple times, but there was creative differences. But Clark Gable actually didn't like the role being cast as Rhett Butler. He thought it was unmasculine. There was, you know, crying scenes. He was like, I'm not going to do this. Gary Cooper originally was going to take the role. And he said, I think this movie's going to be a flop. Let Clark Gable do it. But of course, it was one of the biggest movies ever made. I mean, scooping and swooping 10 Oscars at the 12th Academy Awards. But many of the actors collapsed from exhaustion. You know, the script was constantly rewritten. The cameras stopped rolling. The directors, as I said multiple times, did odd things. Like Selznick ordered all the clocks on set to be stopped at 4:20, his lucky number. It was bonkers.
Mm. You know, one of the great scenes is the burning of Atlanta.
Yeah.
And they actually burnt stuff.
They burnt so
many
things.
This wasn't trick photography.
No. King Kong had just come on before and they burnt a lot of the King Kong sets to get rid of them. But I mean, many people thought there was actually a fire on the MGM lot. So people went with ambulances and fire brigades to see what was going to happen. But, they had after this particular scene, I believe, was it 23 hours of footage, roaring 40 feet high. And the firefighters, as I said, were on standby.
So they had obviously cameras in at every angle to get as much out of their burning as they possibly could.
Yeah, King Kong indeed, yes.
Now, play us another clip and explain what we're going to hear. I mean,
well, I suppose ultimately, you know, Rhett Butler was central to Vivian Leigh and Scarlett's love of her life, but there was also, Ashley Wilkes. Ashley Wilkes was the one she really loved, or so she thought. So here is Scarlett showing her true feelings, and this was controversial at the time. You'll see why. Have a listen.
Don't you want to marry me?
I'm going to marry Melanie.
But you can't, not if you care for me.
Oh, my dear, why must you make me say things that will hurt you? How can I make you understand? You're so young and unthinking, you don't know what marriage means.
I know I love you and I want to be your wife. You don't love Melanie.
She's like me, Scarlett. She's part of my blood and we understand each other.
But you love me.
How could I help loving you? You who have all the passion for life that I lack. But that kind of love isn't enough to make a successful marriage for two people who are as different as we are.
Why don't you say it, you coward? You're afraid to marry me. You'd rather live with that silly little fool who can't open a mouth except say yes, no, and raise a parcel of mealy-mouthed breath just like her.
You mustn't say things like that about Melanie.
Who are you to tell me I mustn't? You led me on. You made me believe you wanted to marry me.
Now, Scarlett, be fair. I never at any time.
You did. It's true. You did. I hate you till I die. I can't think of anything bad enough to call you.
Now, the slap.
She slaps him.
She slaps him. And Vivien Leigh was only 25 years of age when she made this movie. And this was one of the first scenes they filmed. So she was very nervous on set. And, you know, found out about the role on Christmas Day. But more importantly, spent 125 days on set, making only $25,000 at the time. Clark Gable, 71 days on set, making $120,000.
Which is big money when you translate it into today's dollars.
Absolutely.
I suppose that the extent of the success of the movie is surprising to us nowadays because it was so long. But in those days, they had an intermission, didn't they?
They did. And as I said, I watched it when I was 13 years of age. My father said, this is one of the most important
movies ever made. Because people at 4 hours would be gone. They'd be out of the cinema.
Yeah. But, you know, it was welcomed at the time because, as I said, it's just shy of 4 hours. Max Steiner's music, composed in only 3 months, elevates the picture beyond belief. But, you know, you could go off and have your coffee or tea or your glass of wine and come back. It's an empowerful movie. It's empowering because it's epic. It's ambitious. It's apologetically larger than life. But I think the performances are magical.
Now, that line we had at the beginning, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn, that might have been cut.
That's right, because it was considered profanity at the time. And Clark Gable did not want to say the word damn. You know, he didn't want to be seen as, you know, somebody that would create a fuss on film. But it was written and rewritten many, many times. And Clark Gable was renowned, sadly, for his bad breath on set as well. So Vivien Leigh, there was due to be a massive kiss at the end and they scrapped it because of his bad breath. But what he used to do, which is really bad, I mean, this is terrible. If you're kissing someone on film, the big no-no is, of course, do never put garlic in your mouth. And he used to do that to just annoy her on set. Isn't that terrible?
Disgusting.
Mm. Yeah, so she used to hate kissing him. So they scrapped that.
You have another clip with another famous line.
Yes, this is the big one, of course, as God is my witness. And of course, she's standing in the gorgeous vignette silhouette on the top of the mountain, and there she is proclaiming that she will, you know, not give up her reign and fight for Tara. So have a listen. It's a beautiful scene.
As God is my witness, as God is my witness, they're not going to lick me. I'm going to live through this, and when it's all over, I'll never be hungry again. No, nor any of my folk. If I had to lie, steal, cheat, or kill, as God is my witness, I'll never be hungry again.
I had to play the music because
I suppose that is the theme that people might remember from Gone with the Wind. It's a very iconic theme. Now, Oscars, how many?
Ten Oscars.
And one particularly telling one.
Yes, of course. We did have Hattie McDowell, who played Mammy in the movie. And she was the first black actress of the time to ever win an Oscar. But, you know, was, I suppose, controversial in many ways because she wasn't allowed to sit at the Oscars with the cast from Gone with the Wind. She was segregated at the time, which is very sad. But it was a movement and moving forward for black actors to be seen as you know, they had a seat at the table, literally, in terms of Oscar wins.
And this is what she had to say.
Fellow members of the motion picture industry and honored guests, this is one of the happiest moments of my life. And I want to thank each one of you who had a part in selecting me for one of the awards. For your kindness, it has made me feel very, very humble. And I shall always hold it as a beacon for anything that I may be able to do in the future. I sincerely hope I shall always be a credit to my race and to the motion picture industry. My heart is too full to tell you just how I feel. And may I say thank you and God bless you.
Now, that's extraordinary because she does mention her race, you know, so she wasn't making an overt political statement, but it was in there nonetheless.
Absolutely. She did actually, is quoted in saying that many people said she shouldn't have taken the role. She said, I'd rather make a $700 a week playing a maid than $7 to be one. And she kind of paved the way for many other actors at that time to move forward. And Clark Gable was very much instrumental in making sure that she did win the Oscar. He campaigned for her to win as the role of Mammy. But it had also boundaries at the time. Even Technicolor had been around for years, but never like before these lush reds, the greens. It brought the old South to life. And the costumes, we haven't even talked about the costumes. They were spectacular.
Now, you recommend that people take the 4 hours and watch.
I do. I feel sometimes people just poo-poo the old movies, but it is, you know, it's incredible. It smoulders. It's got devilish grin. And I think it makes people still gasp and laugh and cry. I think it's a magical film. I think a beautiful film of its time.
Lisa Cannon, head of studio at DMG Media, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.